A bootleg play, first and 10 for the Chiefs on 36. They throw it long. Avery comes back to the ball and catches it in front of the left corner, Jason McCourty, at the Tennessee 20-yard line. The Chiefs go deep on first down.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show. We are live at Jazz Louisiana Kitchen, 39th and State Line, just across from the University of Kansas Medical Center. They got a special tonight, 2 pounds of hot-boiled crawfish served with 2 pints of selected beers. That's what I'm talking about. And, again, it's not just any week. It's Raiders week as the Chiefs try to go to 6-0. Also, everybody in the kingdom needs to know this is the Sunday. The Guinness Book of World Records will be there to gauge to see if the Chiefs and Arrowhead Stadium can set a record. Before we get to our special player guest tonight, I want to introduce to you, and we got to pay attention to this guy because he's really smart. Dan Israel is our executive producer of the Chiefs Radio Network. He also owns one of the top companies in Kansas City called Short Circuit Electronics. Danny is a sound expert. He's also known as Spartacus. He's that big of a dude. Spartacus, are you with me?
I am, Mitch. Good evening.
Good
Kingdom,
evening.
How are you?
Kingdom, give him a cheer. It's Spartacus. Okay, let's go. Now, let's just to verify, the record is again what and by whom?
The record is 136.6 decibels, which is a sound pressure level measurement, and it was set last month by Seattle. They actually set, Mitch, 2 records in that game. The first one was on a Marshawn Lynch run of about a 131, but then later in that game, the second half, they set it again. So they beat the Italian stadium, soccer stadium record early in the first half and then set the record that exists now in the second half of that game against the 49ers.
Okay, 136.6 is the equivalent of what?
Well, it's loud. It's about the sound of a jet engine from maybe 100 yards away. You know, I don't think many of us have probably even been that close to a jet engine, but if you've been near a plane as it's taking off or landing with full engine roar, it gives you an idea of just what we're talking about.
Okay, that's what we've got to do this Sunday. And, you know, the University of Kansas Medical Center has an audiology unit, I think. It's on the 6th floor. I'm not just kidding.
They may be very busy on Monday.
They might be. All right. Now, before we let you go tonight, Dan, again, Dan Israel is with us tonight on the Kingdom before we introduce Marcus Cooper to you. But Dan's our sound expert. What has to happen? Is there even a possibility of doing this? What's the loudest you've heard Arrowhead or measured Arrowhead? And if the Chiefs are going to pull this off, the Chiefs crowd, what has to happen?
Well, I talked with Zach Aaron a few hours ago just about where we're at now. Right now, they're sitting at about 125. So I don't think this record's out of reach, but I think 2 things are going to have to happen, Mitch. The first is everybody in that stadium, and it might help to visualize what has to occur here if you picture light. If you want to make a really bright light, you need a bulb that is extremely bright. So every fan in the stadium has to be extremely loud, as humanly possible as they can get. They need to be loud. The second way you make something bright is to add a lot of those bright light bulbs together. So the second thing that has to occur, we have to have everybody, every seat in that stadium has to have a body in it, and everybody needs to be rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs. And that includes as club-level seats. I know it's tempting to go back and grab yourself a hot dog and watch it on the big screen, but they have to be out there shouting.
Is there a time they've designated to do this? It's just going to be throughout the day.
To my knowledge, and I should have confirmed this with Zach earlier, but to my knowledge, they'll record the entire game. So at any given moment, that could occur. And just as it did in Seattle, we could set several records past that. But, you know, if you take into account, the Arrowhead Stadium itself seats 10,000 people more than CenturyLink. This is not out of the realm of possibility. It's just going to take every seat in that stadium screaming as loud as they can for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Dan, thank you so very much. Let's just practice real quick for Dan as he goes into the night. Thank you, Dan.
You bet, Mitch.
All right. Well, we get a chance to cheer again because I've got a very special guest with us tonight. I know Justin Houston was to be here. He's got to do some extra work tonight, and we'll have him with us in a couple of weeks. But it allows us and me to introduce to all of you one of the magnificent Waiver 7. San Francisco was not smart enough to keep him. We were smart enough to take him. He had an interception against the Titans. He recovered the muff punt in the end zone. Smart enough to knock the Titan guy out of the way and recover. Ladies and gentlemen, rookie Marcus Cooper. Marcus Cooper, otherwise known as Coop, okay? And he has made some big plays. Those plays were huge. Coop, welcome to the Chiefs Kingdom.
Thanks, man. I appreciate being here.
And did you have any idea you're going to be walking into this tonight?
Oh, definitely not. It's a wonderful atmosphere. I love it.
All right, let's go talk about yesterday a little bit, and let's talk first about the muff punt. Walk us through that play, and how'd you get there and jump on the ball and get a touchdown, Kansas City?
Oh, no, it's definitely a team effort. Colquitt hit a good ball for us, and one of my teammates, Greg, you know, pushed one of the opponents into the ball, and I seen that. So once they hit him, I knew it was an opportunity for me to get on the ball, and I just took it.
So was it instinctive on your part, or were you thinking, man, this is kind of a once in a hundred and something chance?
You know, something that we always talk about, you know, always try to be around the ball, always go 100% to the ball, so you could never know what's going to happen, you know. So it's something that just clicked for me. I seen the ball and just went after it.
Well, that was fantastic. And just so you know, that was the kind of play right here. Because on that play, it was time to put the hammer down, baby. Not many rookies have touched the hammer. I'm just saying. Okay, you keep making plays like that, you can touch it, but not, you know, still a rookie. All right, now let's go to the interception that you had, because that play was huge. Talk about the interception Nate Washington and Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, it's just have to attribute that to film study, you know, when watching things with our coaches. You know, they pointed out that when these guys get into a certain formation, they like to do certain things. So, you know, I just seen that formation, and, you know, I just had a jump on it, and seen the ball there, I just went after it.
So you knew this was coming based on how they lined up?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, I love that when it's preparation. How much – and I've admired this guy ever since he was a rookie and sat in this chair because he also is a rookie, got to touch the hammer. And it's Brandon Flowers.
Right.
One of the toughest humans I've ever been around other than Jamal Charles.
Definitely.
How much has B-Flow, B-Dot helped you?
Oh, he's been invaluable. You know, he's coached me every step of the way. Ever since I got here, he's been a great help to me, you know, and I can't thank him enough for that. He's shared his wisdom with me, and I just continue to learn from every day at practice.
Well, you can learn some toughness from that dude as well. Now, you playing outside, he gets to slide inside like yesterday. What does that do for you guys defensively?
Oh, it just gives us a solid group up there. You know, him with his wisdom and things of that nature, he can go inside and, you know, make some great plays in there. And me outside, I can, match up with the big receivers and get my hands on them. So, you know, it just gives us some versatility out there and allows us to do what we can do.
Okay, let's back up. This league, as we all know, because a lot of you have been fans of this team for a long, long time, this league can be so very tough at times. Let's go back to the cut to 53. You're on a talented San Francisco team. Just so you know, Coop was here at Arrowhead Stadium playing against us in the preseason. I got you down on my charts and everything here. San Francisco comes to you and said, Coop, it's not going to work. Walk through that with us. And then the phone call coming from John Dorsey.
Well, you know, it was definitely a hard thing to hear, you know, that you didn't make it out for the 53. You know, anybody's going to take that hard. So, I definitely felt a little upset about that and a little down on myself. But, you know, got the call that said I was going to be a Chief, and that just snapped me right out of it. You know, I was happy. I was ecstatic. You know, it was a blessing for me.
You wouldn't have had all this, man. I'm just telling you. I've been to San Francisco. 49ers ain't like this. You're at a place, and you picked the right time to be here because this place is on fire right now.
Exactly.
What about playing in that stadium? Because you've been there twice now in the regular season.
Right.
And now you go walk into Raiders week. What about playing in Arrowhead?
Oh, it's amazing. I love the fans. You know, you guys are out there loud as ever. You know, it's hard to hear my guy right there next to me on the field, you know. So it's definitely an advantage for us that we try to use that, try to get the crowd involved, and we're going to come out there and attack the Raiders this week.
The present is bright. The future is bright because of a man like this. When we come back, all of this DB stuff is kind of new to Coop, and we'll talk about that when we come back. Again, this isn't any other week. It's Raiders Week, and we'll be back with Marcus Cooper after this. We're at Jazz Louisiana Kitchen on the Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show. Back after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network. Bounces inside the 20. Now the ball's kicked. The ball is live inside the 5. It's loose in the end zone. Kansas City's got it. Touchdown! Kansas City! A fumbled punt by the Tennessee Titans and recovered in the end zone. Recovered by our guest tonight, rookie Marcus Cooper, cornerback out of Rutgers. Welcome back to our Chiefs Kingdom Show, Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show. Again, we're at Jazz Louisiana Kitchen at 39th and State Line, just across from University of Kansas Medical Center. In case you want to join us, there are 2 pounds of hot-boiled crawfish waiting for you, served with 2 pints of selected beers on special. For others, stuff, you can check out their website at jazzkitchen.com. Their jambalaya here is huge. And the Chiefs, by the way, just checking, they are 5-0. Yesterday, to win on the road in this 5-0 start, that's 3 road wins. And the Titans, defending their turf, digging their heels in, took a 17-13 lead. And that crowd got into it. A lot of folks were here tonight, that were at the game. But the Chiefs showed that resolve again. When it matters the most, they make plays when it matters the most. And here's our Time Warner Cable turning point play of the game.
Hand off Charles, trying the left side, probing, probing, he's got it, touchdown, Kansas City, the Chiefs blow open the left side, and Charles probes and finds the end zone, the first offensive touchdown of the game, comes at 6:23 to go in the game.
And Anthony Sherman, the human fire hydrant, made the key block on a cut block, opening up that for Jamal Charles, just as practice. So in Coop now, Marcus Cooper's our guest tonight, ladies and gentlemen, rookie. Yeah! Just so you know, and we got the sign here to practice, when you get a touchdown, it's not any touchdown, it's touchdown, Kansas City.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right. Let's talk about this interesting career of Marcus Cooper, because you went to Rutgers, but you were not recruited as a defensive back.
Right, right.
What happened, and how did you start your career at Rutgers?
Oh, no, I started off as a receiver. Just give an opportunity to play with guys like Kenny Britt and Tyquan Underwood. And freshman year, I got a little bit of playing time. I got redshirted sophomore year. Got to play a little bit. Got to play with some good guys, Muhammad Sanu's and those guys. But I guess things didn't work out on the receiver end, I got a call from coach, and he said he wanted to put me to the defensive side of the ball and see how I liked it there. So.
And your coach at Rutgers was?
Greg Schiano.
Schiano, who's now at Tampa Bay as their head coach.
Right.
But let's get into this, and I apologize to you because I should have mentioned during the play-by-play yesterday, Kenny Britt plays for the Tennessee Titans.
Right, definitely.
Now, was he a senior when you were a freshman?
He was a junior while I was a freshman.
Okay. How much chatter was going on? Was he looking at you like, Coop, you're on defense? What's this all about?
Got to go on a few times, And that's somebody I looked up to at Rutgers, just somebody I wanted to emulate. So just going against him was great. It was a little chatter between us, but it was a great atmosphere.
And did you get to say scoreboard after the game? How was the post-game chat? Let's put it that way.
I actually did get to see him. I ran into Jason McCourty, who was also there at Rutgers with me. But, they were both happy for me. They expressed that to me, and I'm just happy that I was able to be out there with those guys.
Well, it's got to be a whirlwind for you. Let's take it first. The whirlwind that you've been when you went from receiver to defensive back, how much of adjustment was it? Did you catch on to this right away? Or?
Oh, no. It's still a work in progress. I'm still working on that now. That's something that, I played for 16 years of my life as a receiver, and then in a week you have to switch over to defense. It's a big adjustment, but it's still a work in progress. I'm still working on it, just trying to get better at it every day, and I'm going to continue to take that approach.
Well, we're glad you made the switch. We're glad San Francisco waived you. Sorry about all that. know you had a little anxiety there, but it was God looking out for you because he brought you here to all of this and all of us. Now, let's talk about what you did last week, because the rookies, you got your own class now. You're really part of this draft class, yes. Okay? You Magnificent Seven dudes. Not all rookies, but you are. And I don't know, is McGrath, he's not a rookie. He doesn't count. How about Duck Dynasty, that guy? That dude's crazy.
It's great. I'm glad I came in with him. You know, he's definitely a great guy. He's definitely a great football player as well, and just a great person to be around.
You ever thought about growing the beard out?
I tried. I don't know if mine's get that long.
Okay. Last week, you guys did something with the rookie club because you went to North Kansas City at the Y. Now, walk us through that and how you were able to interact with kids.
Oh, it was a great experience for me. You know, did the Play 60 with some kids out there. And, you know, just to see the smiles that we put on their faces, just to go through and, you know, do these exercises with them. And just to give them opportunity to be around us, you know, it was a great thing. You know, I can't speak enough on it.
These kids look up. I mean, is this sunk in yet? You're playing corner. You're starting now in the National Football League. Is this kind of – when's this going to hit for real?
Yeah! I don't know. It's a blessing. And I'm just happy to be here. I'm just going to continue to just express my gratitude in the game about the way I play.
Well, it's not only any week, right? It's Raiders week. And when we come back, we're going to close the show and talk about some of these wide receivers for the Raiders who I'm kind of impressed with.
All right.
So it's time to chat about the Raiders when we come back. Again, we're Jazz Louisiana Kitchen. Marcus Cooper, our special guest, one of the Magnificent Seven, who has helped this team go to 5-0. We'll be back to close out the show after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. First and 10. Shotgun to Fitzpatrick. He has this ball sails on him, but he's got a receiver on the right side. Now pulled away by Cooper. Cooper yanks it away from the defender. Are they going to rule this a Chiefs interception? Cooper, they're going to say interception by Marcus Cooper, and that ball floated. Yeah, and it was intercepted. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show as we're live at Louisiana Kitchen. We love it when we get special guests that come to the show and a couple rookies here tonight. We got Hudson and Jude Bailey here. They're in Brookside here with their mom and dad and their little, is that a sister you got or little brother? Little brother. We got three boys in the family. All right, it's a big week this week, Jude. So for the Chiefs, it's time to put the hammer down. That's what I'm talking about. And with Marcus Cooper here tonight. All right, guys, thanks. Needed your help. Good job. And again, it's not just any week, it's Raiders week. Good wide receivers for the Raiders, and they're going to come in with some confidence. They beat San Diego last night. What about bringing in the Raiders? Now, when you were San Francisco, you're in camp with the Niners. Did you keep an eye on them?
We really didn't focus on them too much. Unfortunately, we didn't get to play them this year, so that's something that wasn't on our minds.
So you didn't, did you play them in the preseason? Or should
No, I didn't.
I know usually kind of they do that, but what about though coming together as a defense, and where do you grow from here, you personally and your DBs as a defense moving forward?
Oh, you know, there's so much growth for me personally here. Just a valuable experience I get to get every time I step out on the field, you know. That's just going to continue to help me out in the long run. And our defense, especially the DBs, are just gelling together so much better, you know, and starting to find out each other's what we do good, you know, what we need to struggle with, and just working with that and to become a better, more cohesive defense.
I want to ask you about your coaches. The first one is Emmett Thomas. He is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame as a Kansas City Chief. He won a Super Bowl as a Kansas City Chief. What about being coached by Emmett Thomas?
Emmett Thomas is a great guy. You know, he has so much wisdom that I can't express how valuable it is to me. You know, just to be in the same room with him is just an amazing thing. You get the opportunity to be with a Hall of Famer, you know, and be coached by a Hall of Famer. This is a great feeling.
And you've got Al Harris.
Yes.
And Al's former Packer, former Buccaneer, played at Texas A&M, Kingsville. But he's – how different are those two guys? It's like – I said it's like Star Wars. I know I'm dating here, but you got this Yoda guy, and then you got Luke Skywalker coaching right. you. I mean
– Oh, Al has no idea that, you know, I was a big fan of his at Green Bay, you know. So it was great to have somebody like that who loves the game, you know, who comes out and coaches you, demands so much from you. And, you know, just take me under his wing. I can't be happy enough for those two guys to be my coach right now.
Now, I know we're excited to have you here, but do you ever get mistaken for the rhythm and blues artist Marcus Cooper?
No, I haven't yet.
You know what's going to happen? He's going to start getting mistaken for you.
That sounds good.
And he's going to have to put out some kind of new album called, you know, Coop and Put the Hammer Down or something. There's going to have to be some kind of...
That sounds good.
It is awesome to have you here, first and foremost.
Thank
you. And
when
we picked you and those other six guys up on that Sunday, it was crazy.
Yeah.
But to see you guys grow and immediately be accepted and develop and help this team, wouldn't be 5-0 without you. So that's great to have you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Just so you're ready to go, now you saw Jude do it, Coop. It's the Raiders coming to town. Try to go 6-0 and try to break that decibel record, Guinness Book of World Record. It's time to put the hammer down. You got it. Marcus Cooper, our guest tonight here at Jazz Louisiana Kitchen. We will celebrate being 6-0. Again, I got to say it because it's stuck in my craw. The Chiefs have not beaten the Raiders at Arrowhead Stadium since November the 19th, 2006. It's got to go away. It's got to go away this week. Next week, we will be at Gaslight Grill in Overland Park, 135th. Actually, it's in Leawood, 135th Street-ish. And Don Tari Poe will be our guest next week, bringing in some more of that defense. A big thanks to Marcus Cooper for being our guest tonight. Also, thanks to Dan Israel for coming in and explaining all the sound record that's going to be broken. Also, thanks to Andy Reid. Ladies and gentlemen, you are the best fans in the National Football League. The Chiefs are 5-0, soon to be 6-0. Thanks for joining us tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.